Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio's Quest Youth Radio. Blog Talk Radio, of course, is our platform that we use. Just to give you a little background, Quest Youth Radio is an outset born from Quest Community Operations some almost 50 years ago, born out of struggle and protest. This particular program has been kept in existence by yours truly, Mr. Bay, better known as Dr. Bombay, PhD of musicology. Now, one of the things that I've gotten a kick out of is helping young people, training them in radio broadcasting, utilizing the facilities of Seton Hall University. Now, in the last podcast, trying to explain in a sketchy form that due to the pandemic of Corona COVID-19, the campus of Seton Hall University is closed. And as a result, we had to come to some kind of agreement. We had to come up with an idea. Well, lo and behold, yours truly had already been using the platform Blog Talk Radio just to get started. Back in 2013 and 2014, right? And now I think we have a caller who has just joined us. Let's see if that's Walter. Just one second. In any event, Walter, are you there?
Yes, Walter.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's Walter. Walter, I was just giving the audience some background information about us being in the studio at Seton Hall University, and now we're back at Blog Talk Radio. Now, of course, with the time that I've been working with you, I've never shared the fact that we had another platform to use. Okay. Walter, there's Mr. Harris just chiming in. So don't say anything, Walter. Just, hey, Mr. Harris, are you there? Mr. Harris, are you there? Okay, Walter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on right with Mr. Harris, but in any event, what do you have on tap for us today, Walter?
Well, I'll be going on with a continuation of Thursday's show. I'm going to finish up my summary of Al Sharpton because it was actually a total rush. I'm going to continue that. And I'm also going to give a definition of the word immune. I'm going to do another.
Okay.
Are we on mute?
You're on back.
Okay. All right. I don't know who that was. That was somebody. That was somebody in the background asking where they're on mute. All right. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things that I did do is I invited people to call in. Right. So hold on, Walter. I'm going to put you on mute for a second, and let me see who this is. Okay? And when you come back, when I come back to you, Walter, be ready to hit it so that the audience, you know, we get them charged up and, you know, get this thing rolling. Hello. Welcome to Blog Talk.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning. Who is it?
This is Valerie.
Oh. Oh, how are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. So we're on through the – this is the only platform that we're on is the phone? There's
yeah,
no visual?
You're actually on – yeah, we're actually doing the show. You're on the show right now, Val. Your voice is being streamed live to thousands, millions of people. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Is there anything you want to say? Because I'm going to get back to our format in just a moment.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to I wanted to make, you know, to see if I should have been on mute or did you automatically mute us? That's the only thing I was trying to figure out.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you to stick around. Don't hang up. All right? If you're
able
to listen
to the show. I'm not hanging up.
Okay, yeah. Because you might want to share some of your insight on today's topic. So hang out. Now
okay.
I'm going to mute you, right? And
okay.
we're going to go back to Walter, right? We have Mr. Harris on the line, so don't go any place.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Mr. Harris.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We have another caller as well, Mr. Harris. And so I'm fumbling around on the control board here with a couple of people. Walter, yourself, I thought the caller that came in, I thought it was you. Good morning. How are you?
It was. You know, we was on together. That's why I just let her talk. But, I just wanted to congratulate y'all on your new platform, and I'm glad to see that y'all still getting the word out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But listen, don't you go any place. We're going to go back to Walter, and we're going to come back to you,
right,
and Valerie in just one moment, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay, cool. Okay. Walter, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Were you able to hear any of this that's been going on here?
Yeah, I heard it. Yep. So I guess I'm gonna just go straight into to the start of what I wanted to talk about, and that was first I wanna target the sports world today and how they've been also the leaders of this movement, and they've been the center of change. First off, I want to shout out a racer in the NASCAR, the NASCAR sports world, a guy, a full-time African-American racer, George Wallace. He actually called out NASCAR, and he basically got this platform on social media, and he called them out, and he called them out because they have Confederate flags on their, like, hanging in the sky, and they also have them on the ground, and that got a lot of media attention, and once it got a lot of media attention, it got to people from, like, people like LeBron James, Patrick Mahomes, the biggest superstars out there, and not more than a day later, they removed the Confederate flags. And just seeing the change that we have already gotten from people speaking out, from these sports figures who already have a high standing in society, they're already speaking out and they're helping make a change. We also have people in the NFL world calling for Colin Kaepernick to get his job back. You have the NFL who actually made a video targeting the NFL, talking about, okay, you see all these movements going on. You've seen these changes. You see all these people fighting for Black lives and how Black lives matter. And you see how people are starting to understand Kaepernick's message on the flag and what he thinks about America and how he wasn't disrespecting the flag, but he was taking a knee because of police brutality and the treatment of African Americans in today's society. And people are starting to now understand that, and now they're calling for his job back. And you also had Al Sharpton at George Floyd's memorial. He called for his job back as well. He said he believes that he should have his job back because we now understand what he was standing for, and he shouldn't be blackballed anymore. He said we don't want an apology, and that's we don't. Like, we've had an apology. We don't need that no more. We need change. We need physical change. We don't need no more verbal change. We need a physical change, and that's what we're getting. We're getting videos. We're getting movements, all these top athletes saying something. And it's making a change. I just want to thank them for doing that.
Now, just for the audience's sake, Walter, how old are you?
16.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that. I want the audience to know that here is a 16-year-old young man who sees, who has seized the moment to understand what's going on in the world. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you're not ready to go backwards. You're looking to go forward.
Yes.
Am I correct with the
yes.
with a movement that's going to
mm-hmm.
change things?
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, when you speak about Colin Kaepernick and NASCAR and just being aware of these changes, Confederate flag being flown high, like some sign of pride, minted out of the struggle of a people. We're going to get Val in, and I know she's there, and I'm going to unmute you in just a second, and I'm going to get Mr. Harris also to chime in where you left off there, and then you can come back with another segment. How's that sound, Walter?
Sounds good. Let's get it.
Okay. I'm going to mute you for the moment. Hey, Valerie, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear what Walter had to say?
Yes, I was, you know, hearing his perspective with regard to, you know, sports figures, you know, and them speaking out, you know, against, you know, all that's been going on and taking a stand, removing symbols such as the Confederate flag, you know, that is actually demeaning to Black people. So, you know, it's, you know, it's a, you know, a good perspective from his point that I hadn't thought of, but I'm just excited about our young people, you know, getting involved and learning about the history and our struggles and now wanting to go out and speak about it and, you know, make movements about it. You know, it's very important because they're the ones, you know, that are going to be taking over, and they need to be a part of developing the world that they want to see.
Okay. That is, those are some powerful words and food for thought for young people that will be listening, I'm sure, to this show. I have a little cousin out in L.A. who was out protesting, and the police were basically firing rubber bullets and things of that nature. And, you know, for him to be out there and actually posting it on Instagram, I was like, wow, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're back. You know, I made a statement when Obama was in office that the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it fell on dead ears. Okay, because I heard a statement come and say, well, there have been changes. Things are better, right? But you see, Malcolm X made this statement, okay? And you don't really have to comment. You can if you want to, right? Because I can go to Mr. Harris. He said, if I stick a knife in your back halfway,
right?
Is that change? Is that improvement? Well, you still have the knife in your back. It's not
mm-hmm.
enough. Take it out. I need to be healed, right?
Right.
Before we went off, before the pandemic, I was playing.
Mr. Bay, I can't hear anything.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Repeat that.
We're going to come back.
Cut off on
you. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was playing before the pandemic. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Before the pandemic, I was playing a song titled Pain. And the lyrics go, pain is in my heart, tearing me apart. A lot of people didn't get the symbolism that I was trying to send out. But the pain now, because of the pandemic, which I have said is a blessing and a curse, curse being that so many people have fallen victim to this deadly virus, But on the other hand, it's had an opportunity to wake a lot of people up to the conditions that are going on in our communities, throughout this country, and truly around the world. Val, I'm running my mouth. I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to go to Mr. Harris and get him in on the discussion. And we'll get you back in on the discussion on the other side after Walter. How's that sound?
Okay.
Mr. Harris, have you heard all of this talking, rambling that I've been doing? Trying to keep this podcast. Yeah, go ahead.
No, because I was going to say, as far as what Walter was talking about, how we have the prominent sports figures that are actually speaking up. Because I remember there was a time when Charles Barkley used to say, "Well, I'm really not a role model. Don't look up to me to do stuff," without understanding that whether you want to be a role model or not, you got the spotlight. So if you have a platform where you can say some stuff that's going to actually help people or at least give them something else to think about, you need to take advantage of that. And the folks that are doing that today, good for them. Good for them.
Well, I've always said we live in the United States of amnesia, okay? Also, there is something that I heard as it relates to whoever designated a rapper, performer, athlete as a speaker. If I have a problem, if I have a problem with my foot, do I go to a rapper? Do I go to an NBA player? Do I go to an NFL player? No, I go to a foot doctor, right? So while they're making millions, while they have a platform where they can speak, it's important that they say things that help move us as a people, as a country, forward and not backwards. But the point that I'm making is be careful who you listen to based on their platform. Just because they're popular and they have money and they're well known as an athlete or a comedian or an actor does not qualify them as someone who understands the struggle. Comment, Mr. Harris.
Very true. Just like there's a sister that's out there now that has a very large platform. Her name is Candace Owens. And exactly what you were saying. Just because people have a right to voice their opinion, that doesn't mean that you need to listen to it. Because in her particular case, she's not saying anything that's benefiting our community at all. And actually, she's doing just the opposite. You know, and that, but see, there's a lot of things. I understand how people are getting real focused on this police brutality and all this other stuff. But we have to make sure that we don't get lulled to sleep by these few little concessions that we get now, because this problem is systemic through every area of this country, through economics, education, healthcare, you know. And as long as we see the bigger picture and that this is only just a chapter in a very long book that we have to, like, change, you know, I think things will be a lot better.
And there's the promise for the future, the light of inspiration, the glass being half full. But you know what? We're going to have to keep on pushing forward. And that being said, hold on. Don't you go anyplace. I'm going to Walter, and we're going to get him to chime in with another segment. And then, Val, we're going to come back to you. And thank you. Don't go no place. We're going to keep this thing going. Okay, Walter, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to
go for it, Walt?
Intro. Would you like to read the intro for definitions?
Absolutely. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings, so that we can achieve together a common basis to say that we care and believe in ourselves. Listenership, please listen and pay attention. Because remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. And we must define our existence and not have it defined for us. Walter?
Yes, and the definition I will be providing for today is immune. Now, I see this definition, and I'm gonna read it to you first. Protected or exempt, especially from an obligation or the effects of something. Now, when you say you're protected or exempt for obligation or the effect of something happening, we could relate that to society. White people in today's society are immune to the effects of America. So what I mean is the police brutality, the crime, the convictions, all of that. So if you relate this to, say, society, they're saying that they're protected or exempt from all of those things. Because it's true. That's why we call it white privilege, because they're exempt from it. They have the privilege to not have to worry about this, not have to really tell their kids about this, because it's most likely not even going to happen. Not, like, if they commit a crime and they commit the same crime as somebody who's an African-American, their sentence or their punishment is just going to be less harsh. So I heard somebody even say this. It was on social media. Basically, he was Cameron Jordan, a football player. He was talking to one of his white friends, and the guy, he told him that his kids, he turns on Disney Channel, or he doesn't play any of the news around them because he doesn't want his kids to be a part of that. He doesn't want his kids to even know about it. He doesn't want his kids to worry about that. But Cameron Jordan, the African-American football player, says, no, I can't do that. I don't have that luxury. So that's just showing the two different sides of America. You know, you have the kids that could just watch Disney Channel all day, that could just not even worry about the stuff that's going on. And then you have African-American kids that, the youngest age that they could even understand words, they already have to know about these things because that's how society is going to treat them for the rest of their life. Or that's how the system is planned for them. So basically, when you talk about immune, that's what we're going for. We're trying to go for immunity to these things. We're not trying to have these police brutality, have all these crimes constantly happen to us, and something that this is just the norm. We're tired of this being the norm, and we don't want this to happen anymore. So that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for immunity, but the white people are already immune to these effects. Thanks.
Well, that's a very interesting definition. And it's something that, you know, since I've been working with you, I've been trying to get out of you. I'm impressed, Walter. Great job. We're going to go and get a comment from Valerie, who's on the line, and see if she can chime in on some of the things that you were talking about as it pertains to the definition. So hold on. Don't go into place, Walter. You have another segment, right, Walter?
Yeah, I have something after.
Okay. Yeah, and you might want to talk about Al Sharpton, because I have something that I want to add once you finish talking about him again, okay?
Okay, got it.
Valerie, good morning again.
Good morning. Okay, I like that segment.
Yeah.
And I just want to piggyback on what I previously said, where I'm glad that the young people are becoming aware of their surroundings and the things that are happening, you know, in the world, and realizing that, you know, these occurrences, you know, they affect them. They're not immune to it. They, you know, it's something that affects them, and they need to do things that can help improve you know, their futures, you know, their lives currently as well as their future. And I just hope that we as the elders don't lose focus and help guide them in, you know, help guide them in making proper decisions that's going to help them as opposed to, you know, setting them up for future problems. So, you know, it's good to listen to, and I want to, you know, them to continue to be a part of improving our society, but want them to have the right guidance as they go through it.
Okay. Well, don't you go anyplace. That's not your last word. I'm going to go to Mr. Harris and let him chime in, and we'll be back at you right after Walter. Mr. Harris, you're on deck. Immune.
Oh, yes. Immune, that was a very good word. You know, and a lot of times when we talk about immunity, we're talking about mental immunity, where you can just be oblivious to whatever's going on around you. You know, Walter kind of touched on a little of that. And, you know, and it also leads to unspoken privilege that a lot of people in this society have that other people do not. You know, but the root word of immunity altogether has to do with being able to being apart from a certain type of disease, where I'm immune from this kind of disease. And the disease that we're going through here in America is racism. That's the disease that some people have an immunity to, that some people do not have an immunity to, and it affects everybody in a different way. You know, and you know, I've known Walter for a little while, and he's really becoming more aware of what's going on around the world. And we have to understand that it's always been the youth that's led the way to, like, change. Like the Children's March in Alabama. Like, people didn't understand that a lot of people in the Black Panther Party and SNCC, they were college people, you know. And even our leaders back then, people don't realize that Martin Luther King wasn't even 40 years old when he died. Malcolm X was only 39 years old when he died. But they had a great body of work that came before them. And this is how things are going to change. I don't want to bring in some other celebrities, but Dave Chappelle had a little thing where he kind of talked about how we need to let these young people use their voice, you know, because every generation. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm going to go back to Walter because we're running out of time, right? And that part about Dave Chappelle hearing the voice of young people, that's right on point. So we're going to get ready to wrap it up. Walter.
Yes.
Okay, Walter. Go with it. You have 60 seconds, but relax. Take your time. Let's get it all in. Val, nobody. Mr. Harris, don't you go anyplace. Right, talk to me.
All right, so because you wanted to say something about R. Sharpton as well. What I just wanted to say is, you know, he's been speaking at all the memorials for George Floyd. He's been at all three, and he also said something like he's chasing the media attention because that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to bring awareness to situations that go underground, that go undercover, that are not being portrayed a lot. So he said something like he wants the media attention. That's what he's chasing because that's what people probably don't know, but like for every time one of these police brutality cases happen and he knows about it, he always calls the family, always goes to them, calls them, gives them his assistance. He speaks on it all the time, and he's always with the family, and stuff like that just goes unnoticed sometimes, but that's what he does. That's the stuff he does behind the cameras. He's always with the families that go through the struggle like these, and just we always need somebody like that, and we're going to need somebody in the future to be somebody like Al Sharpton,
fools who wants the media attention, who wants to bring awareness and doesn't back down from the media.
Okay, and I'm going to correct you. A lot of people, you know, Al Sharpton gets a bad rap because a lot of people think that he is ambulance chasing. He's looking for the next case, and that's not the case. Al Sharpton, when these tragic incidents occur, Al Sharpton is called in. People are looking for answers, and they need help, and they call, and he answers the call. And that's the part that a lot of people don't realize about Reverend Sharpton, okay? And so he gets a bad rap on that end, right? Ladies and gentlemen that are in the listening audience, that's about a wrap. But don't nobody hang up here, because when I say Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio, I'm going to need Mr. Harris, Walter, I'm going to need Valerie all to chime in, okay? So Quest Youth Radio is the
best,
hello?
Youth.
The best youth radio.
Okay, right. The oldest and boldest. Valerie, thank you very much for your insight. Mr. Harris, also. Walter, a fantastic, excellent job. You've been learning, improving, and next week we'll be right back at Blog Talk Radio with Quest Youth Radio, the oldest, the boldest, and the number one youth radio program on the East Coast. All right? So thank you very much. That ends this episode. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace. All right. Bye-bye.